Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. It must be a decade ago that an intern came to join us, and he was very easy to deal with, actually, at the time. And among his credits as a public relations man, he landed some great guests for the program, including Conan O'Brien, and then there were so many others as well. And then, of course, the day came and he went off to form his own public relations company called Over the Moon. And then he was putting a price on his services, which for our company was absolutely out of the question. However, he has indeed we've maintained a great relationship over the years, and we can refer to him indeed as very much a contributor to this program. Pro bono. I just want to say that now in case he gets any notions again. Let me welcome John Mooney, again, who is the president of Over the Moon PR. John, you're very welcome.
Oh, thanks, Adrian. It's always a pleasure.
Now, the Irish-American Baseball Hall of Fame, now in its fifth year, has been, you know, has really received a lot of notoriety. And first of all, we might as well acknowledge that it was, well, we know it was your brainchild. However, it was born in Foley's pub at 18 West 33rd Street, which is across the street from the Empire State Building in New York City. The pub itself, for as far back as anybody can remember, became a center for baseball, and even without the Hall of Fame, Foley's became this unique place in New York City that was gathering memorabilia from, again, from baseball. And tell us how that got started.
Well, you know, Sean is came to this country.
Sean Clancy.
Sean Clancy came to the U.S. You know, in the early '90s, as a lot of Irish immigrants did, and he worked in, you know, the pub and restaurant scene, and then eventually, when he started his own place, he wanted to express his two passions, which were his love of Ireland, his home country, and of course the sport of baseball, which he found out as he was working in the bars around New York City that baseball was always a topic that he could talk to anybody about, whether someone was a New Yorker or they're visiting from Chicago or even if they were from another part of the country. There was always someone who knew a little bit of something, and it was a good icebreaker. So when he started Foley's, he decided to dedicate it. It's now has 3,000 autographed baseballs, including politicians and clergy and celebrities and, of course, many, many baseball players. And
writers and, yeah.
Oh, writers. There's, you know, Malachi McCourt. They even let him sign a ball, Adrian. The bar isn't raised all that high, but Bono and Mary Black and a few Taoiseachs, and you know, it's really a lot of fun to come in and see and look and who signed the ball on the wall. So we started the Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame about 5 years ago, and really it was to honor the early stages of the game. It was an Irish game. And some of the great figures of early baseball were John McGraw, Connie Mack, Big Ed Walsh, Mike King Kelly, who was baseball's first superstar. In fact, he was the first person that people ever asked to sign autographs who wasn't a U.S. president. So nowadays, all the immigrants who come in and play baseball, they're basically from Latin America. So we decided to highlight the heritage that the Irish had in the game and have a little fun with it as well. So this is the fifth year. The induction will be on Tuesday, May 7th at noon. And we've got a great crowd this year.
Who do you have this year?
This year we have Joe McEwing, who's a former Met, very popular, named Super Joe, who's his nickname, and he's currently a third base coach for the Chicago White Sox, and very much known for his hustle and his versatility, being able to play all different positions, and just really a great role model for kids. So Joe McEwing is going in. Also, the famous redhead, the Grand Orange, Rusty Staub, another great Met, who you know, is a legend here in New York City and played on the great Mets 1973 National League Championship team. We have Peter O'Malley, and Peter is the son of Walter O'Malley, who people know obviously in New York for moving the Dodgers out of Brooklyn. But Peter, in his own right, was a great baseball owner, won World Series as owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. But he's also been very important in the spread of baseball globally. And in fact, the O'Malley baseball fields in Corky Park in Dublin, which is the home of Irish baseball, are named in his honor. He privately financed those fields and has been very instrumental in the development of baseball in Ireland. And you'll be happy to know, Adrian, that his family roots are in County Mayo.
How about that? That's yeah. I know. I noticed the silence there. You obviously want me to react to that. But in good upbringing and good manners, you know, prohibits me from cashing in on one more mention of that most famous county of the 32 counties in Ireland. So I'll skip over that. Go ahead.
And two others. One is a name that many of your listening audience will know if they like sports, is Bill Madden of the Daily News, mm-hmm. who's been with the Daily News for three decades and is actually a Hall of Fame writer in Cooperstown. And the great Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe, who's you know, a best-selling author as well. So we've got we honor former players, baseball executives, and this year a couple of tremendous writers. It's a lot of fun. I know in the past that you've come to it, and of course your sports reporter Gavin. And we hope to see you again this year.
Absolutely. We've had indeed we've had three generations of the Flannelly family there. Paul Flannelly, who used to he used to pretend he knew a lot more about sports until Gavin Enright came along, and then I noticed that he has kind of faded a little bit into the background there. But yes, it's a great day because even for people like myself who would have heard the names even by default, not being a sports fanatic, but you meet a lot of people actually down in Foley's, which is owned by Clancy's. I know all of this is probably might be confusing to some again non-sports fans, but to meet these people, and they do take it seriously, and they're very much appear to be proud of their Irishness. as well. It's something.
Oh, we were actually surprised. We did it to have a little bit of fun, but I mean, last year Jimmy Breslin came in from Long Island. Jimmy hadn't been well, but he wanted to come to this. Steve Garvey, the great Dodger mm-hmm. slugger, flew in from Los Angeles to attend during his year. Regis Philbin has come to it. Yeah. And in fact, the great Nolan Ryan, baseball's all-time strikeout king, he didn't come to the event, but instead he invited us to Texas to go present his plaque to him.
Oh, no.
And this is a guy who's known, you know, as a Texan. And then he told us his family roots, how his grandparents came through Alabama and into Texas. And, we found that the players were very touched. Tim McCarver, the famous broadcaster, said, "Of all the things I accomplished, my grandparents would be most proud of this."
Wow.
And,
Dominique, I want you to double back to the Irish connection with baseball, because what I thought I heard you say was that that baseball had its roots in Ireland. And I know you're an excellent public relations person, but I can't, because you know me as a broadcaster, I can't let something like that go by without saying, wait a minute, what is the connection with baseball and Ireland?
Well, the in the early days of baseball, around the turn of the 20th century, about 30% of the players in the major leagues were either Irish-born or the sons of immigrants.
Wow.
The great Connie Mack, who still holds the record for wins as a manager, was the son of famine Irish. Mm-hmm. Great names like Eddie Collins and actually the home run king before Babe Ruth was a man named Roger Connor. And he came back into prominence in the 1970s when Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record for home runs. And people asked, well, who had the record before Babe Ruth? Who was the previous home run king before he came around? And the research showed it was a man named Roger Connor, who actually lived in Connecticut and for many years in relative obscurity. So there were so many. It was known as an immigrant game. Baseball, Field of Dreams always mm-hmm. Positioned it as this sort of pastoral game in the fields, the cornfields. But the reality is that baseball is a very urban game. It was played by immigrants, the Irish especially. They were rough. They played hard, and they lived hard after the game, too. And they really did make their imprint for a very long time in the game.
It's the Irish-American Baseball Hall of Fame, and the headquarters, friends, is in Foley's New York Pub and Restaurant, 18 West 33rd Street. And this year's Hall of Fame, the inductees, will gather, and you're invited, and the price is right. There's no admission.
No admission, and
come into Foley. By the way, since we mentioned Sean Clancy, who is the president. By the way, you're the curator yourself.
That's true.
And speaking of lineage and Irish connections, let's not forget that Sean Clancy, the only reason he's around today at all is that his father is the King of Cavan. John Clancy.
That is true.
Yeah, John Clancy.
And he's Cavan's Emigrant of the Year for all the work that he's done promoting Cavan tourism, and he's quite proud of it.
He definitely is, and you wouldn't want mention Mayo or any other county to him. He is of the opinion that there are Cavan. That is, there's a Cavan and then 31 other counties, but indeed a great character. That's this Tuesday. Starts at high noon. And for those of us who have attended in the past, don't make any plans. If you're coming from the office, don't say, I'll be back in an hour. It doesn't happen that way. But it's good, and it's nice and good looking. By the way, as somebody who's landed on Irish radio through the years, as I mentioned, Conan O'Brien, there are a couple of new guys that are trying to find their level best to push some of the older nighttime hosts out of the box. Well, a couple of Jimmies there.
Yeah.
You might want to reach out to them and tell them that, you know, you know, if they want the success of Conan O'Brien, who was already, you know, shuffled around, that it's a must that they come to Irish Radio and come to our program. I'm just passing that on to you. Provided
I will move that along myself. Yes, I will.
And again, we were poor the day we met you, and we haven't improved much since. My guest, friends, is John Mooney, and he is the president of a very significant public relations company in New York and New Jersey, Over the Moon PR. Now, give us the website for information.
Sure. And it's real simple. It's www.overthemoonpr.com.
Okay, we'll catch up with you in that, too. And thank you, John, and friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA.